This is Reading Lesson 5. Look at number 1. Remember, if the last two vowels are unmarked, then the second to last vowel is stressed, along with any other marked vowels. Read number 1.
Nakakainutil. Nakakainutil.
In number 2, remember the slight pause between adjacent vowels. Read number 2.
Nauunawaan. Nauunawaan.
Look at number 3. Notice that this word begins with the NG sound combination. At the beginning of the word, the G is less pronounced and sounds somewhat like a Y. Listen and repeat number 3.
Ngipin. Ngipin.
Try to read number 4.
Ngayon.
Number 5 consists of two words. The first has an NG in the middle, the second an NG in the front. Try to read number 5.
Singit-ngit. Singit, ngit. Singit, ngit.
Now try number 6. The P in this word sounds like a cross between a P and a B.
Pakinggan. Pakinggan.
Look at number 7. This word has a G-NG combination. Listen and repeat number 7.
Pagngibit. Pagngibit.
Now you read number 7.
Pagngibit.
The Tagalog S often makes a longer sound than in English. This is more noticeable in words ending with S. Read number 8.
Bangas.
Number 9.
Ngalan.
Now look at number 10, which has two NG combinations. In both, the G is almost silent.
Ngas-ngas. Ngas-ngas.
Number 11.
Mangga.
12.
Nganib.
Try to read number 13.
Nanganganib. Nanganganib.
Read number 14.
Pangungulag.
Number 15.
Ngulag. Ngulag.
16.
Ngulngol. Ngulngol.
In number 17, be careful where you place the stresses.
Namamalengke. Namamalengke.
Number 18.
Ngikiin. Ngikiin.
19.
Pangkasalukuyan. Pangkasalukuyan.
20.
Ngunit.
This is the end of Reading Lesson 5.